The question today is it wrong to belong to the Masonic Lodge? I've stated in the last three, this is part four, by the way, but I've stated in the last three parts of this that it is wrong to belong to the Lodge because of the secrecy, because of the oaths, blood-curdling oaths that we've read, and they're actually read from the and verified by the books that they give the people that enter into the Mason and take their initiated rites, I guess you could say. And also because it's religion. It's anti-Christian, it's pagan, it's idolatry. And it's cursed because it's preaching another gospel. It's preaching a gospel of works instead of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They leave Jesus Christ's name out in their rituals, and therefore it doesn't offend the Jews, it doesn't offend the Muslim, it doesn't offend the Buddhist, it doesn't offend the Christian, so-called. Why? Well, how can two walk together except they be agreed? There is no way but the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's cursed. And I read you a testimony of a man who was a master mason and went to a man who was dying. And that man said this. He said, I told him in the lodge as master that a moral life was enough. And he told me, and said, you told me then that it was all right if I was an upright man and obeyed the precepts of the lodge. This man was thought to be dying, see. But he said, I'm leaning on a broken reed, and now I'm dying without God. I lay this to your charge, worshipful master. I lean on you, and now I'm dying. And this man who wrote this, he said, I groaned in agony and fell on my knees and cried to God to spare the man's life. My heart was almost broken. God heard and spared the man, but he has since died a Christian. He was converted and told me I must get out of the lodge, but I could not be consistent as a Christian and a Mason, but I did not see it. Ministers and other good men are in the lodge. They helped make it a delusion and a snare. The times of such ignorance God winked at, but now every man is commanded to repent of lodge folly. This is the man's testimony. And so he said, it's cursed. In other words, it's preaching another gospel. Not only is it wrong because of secrecy and because of oaths and because it's religion and because it's cursed, the curse is upon it because they preach another gospel, but it's a swindle. In other words, they claim to give secret and wonderful lessons not available anywhere else, but they're in print. They can be found in many places. And they talk about it being of great age. It's old, in other words. They say Noah was a Mason, Solomon was a Mason, and you go back and that. But yet and still, we know that as far as this, I'll read you something, and I'll quote this. It says here in the Masonic Burial Service, here it speaks about this. In other words, he said that's adopted by the Grand Lodge of Texas in 1921. In this statement, it said, this white apron or lambskin is the emblem of innocence and the badge of a Mason, more ancient than the golden fleece or Roman eagle, more honorable than star or garter, that when worthily worn. Note that this badge of a Mason claims to be more ancient than the golden fleece or Roman eagle, but that's a falsehood, because in 1717, the Encyclopedia Britannica said it came into being. So you see, it's a swindle. They're lying to you. Noah wasn't a Mason. Solomon wasn't a Mason because Encyclopedia Britannica said 1717 is where it had its beginning. Well, at any rate, there's great claims of benevolence by them, and that too is a swindle because they're paid for by your costly dues that you keep secret from your wife. And that your children and your family. And yes, I do know they have hospitals. It's true that they have hospitals and claim they're doing a good deed in that sense. But folks, I want to tell you, you can get garbage, good food out of a garbage can, but we don't eat out of a garbage can. So it's a swindle. It's cursed. It's cursed because it's another gospel. It's a religion that's anti-Christian, anti-Jesus, anti-God. And it takes oaths that are blood-curdling and awful, and therefore they're wrong, and it's a secrecy, and it should not be. It's also an unequal yoke. The Bible says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 14 through 17. He says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Or what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. In other words, as we see, he said, don't be unequally yoked. For what concord hath Christ? What part hath the Christian with the lodge? What agreement hath the Christian with the lodge, if you please? Be ye separate, come out from among them. So it's an unequal yoke. Psalm 1:1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. In other words, we shouldn't yoke up with them, is what he's saying. Need not do that. If you want to be blessed, you're going to have to come out from among them and be ye separate in that sense. And then also Matthew 12:48-50, he said here, Jesus was asked about some things and said, your mother called you what not. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother? And who is my brethren? And he stretched forth his hands toward his disciples and said, behold my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Now what is the will of the Father in heaven? It's to be saved. And folks, that takes a completed work of the Holy Ghost to come in you and do that. And that takes the work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. If you leave him out, there's no hope for you. And the lodges leave him out. And the lodge speaks of universal brotherhood. Not so. Who is my brother? Only those who've done the will of God. Those who've been saved by the grace of God. In Genesis chapter 19, we find the story, of course, of Lot, who was down there in the city of Sodom. And he was not a homosexual, not a sodomite, but yet and still, we know that whenever they came down and were wanting to do some things to the angels that came in, he said this in Genesis 19:7, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Listen, it's not right to call the homosexual crowd your brethren. You see, God says don't call them brethren. And if we call these brethren, the Muslims who believe that through Ishmael is the secret, not through Jacob, if you please, not through Isaac, but it is through the lineage comes through Jacob and right down that way. And Jesus is the way, and they denounce Jesus and the Jews denounce Jesus as far as that's concerned. And so therefore, you can't walk together with them. It's an unequal yoke. Come out from among them. You realize something, you go back and study. You can't worship those idols, and that's what it is, idolatry. You take oaths to certain things. I know even in ours, and I don't know exactly all that the Masonic Lodge takes oaths to, but except what I read there a while ago, and those awful things, blood-curdling oaths that's taken. But I do know many times they take oaths to the goddess of so-and-so or the god of so-and-so, which is nothing but an idol god. And using these articles, such as the aprons and the cards, to guarantee them a seat in heaven or home in heaven. Not so. I just like the scapular that the Catholics wear. And it's in that scapular that has a little note with it. This is by order of St. Simon Stock back in 1500 and something, I think it says. And it says, he who dieth clothed in this scapular shall not suffer the eternal fire. That's a lie. They're lying to you. And so is the Masonic Lodge lying to you. You're in an unequal yoke, and there's no way out. And Solomon, who said that God said was the wisest man ever was, listen, he couldn't stand be around the idolatrous ways because it pulled his heart away from him. In fact, it says this in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 4, for it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was his heart of David, his father. The Bible says he's the wisest man there ever was, but yet, because of the idolatrous wives that he married and built houses for their idols, it caused his heart to be pulled away. And your heart will be pulled away as well in that. And it's a dangerous place to be if you really want to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord of your heart and be saved. Oh, you say, but I'm a Christian. I know preachers is in it. Yeah, but how are you gonna have any effect there? I mean, you lead people astray, like the testimony that we saw that man who said, "You've led me astray. You've led me wrong." And you see, we need to come out from among them. And in other words, if you see, get right with God. And you're not right with God if you're yoked up with that lodge, because it's just like Solomon wasn't right with God when he yoked up with idols. And you see, if you continue in that, situation, after you've heard the truth and you refuse that, you better check up to see, because that profession you made doesn't have validity, because a child of God cannot give allegiance to God and the Lord Jesus Christ and then give allegiance to the lodge. You cannot do it. You can't serve two masters, is what the Bible says. And so therefore you either love the one or hate the other. And God's not going to let you leave Him if you're really His. He'll whip you and chasten you. So if you're in that lodge, and then you need to get out of it if you plan on ever making heaven. It may be, you say, "But I'm saved." Well, if you are, you'll get out of it, because the Holy Spirit will guide you, because the lodge is wrong. Because of the fact it's a secret organization. Because of the oaths they take. And because it's a religion. And it's cursed because it's another gospel. And therefore, it's a swindle, because they've lied to you and told you it's old when it's not. Told you, claim the benevolence to get you to give the dues. But there's some done. Yes, that's true. But not all that needs to be done. And that's what needs to be done through your church. To Him be glory in His church. There's no other way that you're going to really have any victory unless you come through the Lord Jesus Christ in His church. And if you miss church and go to a lodge meeting, then you're certainly not right with the Lord. That's for sure about that. I'll state it then. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. But really down deep, if you continue doing that, it's evidence that you're not saved. And you need to be saved. And if I could just help one person get to that place to realize that he needs to junk his idols, I don't care what they are. The Bible said in Luke chapter 14, verse 33, if you're not willing to forsake all, you cannot be my disciple. And that means you cannot be saved. That doesn't mean the second work of grace, as some people try to teach it. And being a disciple truly is one who comes to that place where he's been saved by the grace of God. And he said, "You're going to have to forsake all." That's what Paul did. I mean, he had to come to a conclusion. He counted the cost as he lay on a street for 3 days there and counted the cost. And then after he come to a conclusion, he was willing to count all things lost that he might win Christ. Not some organization, not some institution, but he might win Christ. Be saved is what it amounts to. And at that time, Ananias, the human instrument, came across his path and told him to rise in Acts 22:16 and wash away his sins. His sins had not yet been washed away. Therefore, Paul wasn't saved on the road to Damascus. He was saved on the street called Straight. And I'll tell you, after he was saved, he wasn't the same man anymore. And so, folks, you're going to have to count the cost. You're going to have to junk it if you're going to be right with God. If you plan on making heaven, not the big lodge in the sky, but heaven, you're going to have to junk it and come to Christ and Christ alone. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.